All right, folks, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network and also simulcasting on iHeartRadio and the eSETI Stargate. So we're live on the eSETI Stargate where we actually come in and talk to the guests. You can go in there and interact with myself and others if you want to. But we have a lot of fun in there. It's one big happy family. There's so much going on right now. I want to skip a lot of the housekeeping things and just get right to this situation we've got going about this, you know, this COVID-19, whatever flu we're dealing with, this corona flu. Now, there's some statistics I really want to get into because there's a lot of information out there we're getting that is false, and so we need to cover that. So as of March, there was 11,679 cases in America. It's gone up a little bit, you know, but also the other numbers have gone up too as well as far as people healing from it. And there have been 170 deaths. And although they're saying it's a 1% mortality rate, which is still pretty low, the swine flu was over 2%, but we'll get into that later. And it's actually a 0.0145%. death rate, mostly elderly, those with extreme health challenges. So this thing is not as deadly as people are saying. It is spreading very quickly because it's designed to do that. And so out of 98.5% of the cases, people have lived having mild to, you know, flu-like symptoms. So the genome of the COVID-19 is 70% human, 20% bat, and 10% fish. And this is according to the UC Irvine, the bioinformatics division. So it was created in a lab over 10 years ago. So they've had this, they've been sitting on this for 10 years. And so many of the coronavirus many of the coronavirus patents go back to a bio lab in Georgia. I'm having trouble with my lighting here. Other bio labs also worked on the same projects. They have labs in North Carolina, and they got the Wuhan level 4 lab as well. So this is a global thing, and global elite are working with this stuff. So it's not just one thing. It's a global thing. So, you know, definitely other labs worked on the same projects. A very well-known billionaire, we won't mention any names, we all know who he is, and he's been very vocal about eugenics and population control. And actually he's, you know, went on TED Talks and talked about how the vaccines were gonna take care of the population program. So I want you to think about that, you know, the overpopulation program, you know, that the vaccines in his own words, and they already did drills on the same virus being released and everything previously before this event happened. So this is a major, major global false flag, if you really want to know the truth about it. So, and so he's been very vocal about eugenics and population control. The global elite have made it very clear they want the vast majority of the world population to be exterminated. do the research, connect the dots. If you want to stop pandemics, ask the right questions. Hold those accountable. You know, those responsible accountable. It's that simple. Who created the virus? Who owns the patent? Who benefits? And how does it fit into the plans of the global elite? Those are the questions you're never going to hear in the lamestream news. You won't hear these questions being asked. You know, so there are other news outlets that are bringing this information to you. I'm drinking a little. We have our own little Gans water mix that we're using along with some nice hot tea and lemon and everything else. So we're not worried about it. But now I want to get more into this. The swine flu, you know, another manufactured virus in 2019 infected 60 million people with 300,000 hospitalized with the mortality rate of 2%. So the death toll was 12,500 according to the CDC and was much more virulent. There was no panic, no toilet paper hoarding, no stock market crashes, no 24/7 news coverage. They also are part of the agenda, you know, to get, and there's a big agenda. We need to create the fear and we need to create all these other problems and to get people to run to the vaccine. We'll cover that more. Now, there's two possibilities. One, they're lying about the statistics in this, unless more severe than they're telling us. Two, there's another agenda. something else playing out. Some say it's due to unsealing the indictments and mass arrests. Others say it's due to a global reset in the monetary system. Another theory is America is separating itself from China, you know, who has a death grip on us economically and otherwise. One death is too many with the elderly, and they're not expendable. So to err on the side of caution is what we're doing. You know, cleanliness, proper hygiene, social distancing, 3 weeks plus food supply is also a great idea due to severe weather, natural disasters, or social unrest. And here at the ranch, we're always having to stay prepared because we've had our highway taken out, our power lines have gone down, and sometimes up to 2 weeks, so nobody in or out. So it's just common sense, you know, with all the climate change and severe weather and things of that nature, because the changes we're going through, which are more of a solar cycle and a bigger cosmic cycle that's creating it, we need to stay prepared. So anyway, that's really important. Now, Pastor Sandy with the S4C Network, I love what he had to say. He had a lot of the fundamental Christians are getting this. They understand what's really going on. They understand that there's a Luciferian connection, whatever you want to call it, and there are it's very replete throughout, you know, governments and Hollywood and things like that that are controlling, you know, the news, everything. And so they're aware of this stuff. And so they are figuring this stuff out. But, and what he's saying, you know, is that according to his intel, he's got, I don't know how many, 60 people on the inside. And they're saying that a lot of this stuff is tied into the 5G network. And also it's trying to scare people into getting the vaccines. He warns very severely, do not get the vaccine. We really need to do some research on what's in that vaccine. And I guess, you know, it's going to put you on a timer. It's going to be some very nasty stuff in that vaccine. So the very people that are creating the vaccines that are benefiting from this outbreak are the very people that were involved in spreading it. So, you know, we need to wise up on this one and get clear. He's talked a lot about it. Now, I want to go into the 5G effects. You know, 5G can either be a weapon or it can actually be used as a healing device as well. It can be used both ways. And I want to talk about the 5G effects. And, you know, there's some people I want you to binge on Dana Ashley's work. She covers all this, has all the science behind it, has insiders coming out and talking about it. So also David Wilcox talks about it. I used to work with Marcel Vogel, and he created a device that was using radionics. And that's basically what this 5G can do. And they can send a virus or a bacteria or an herb. They can send snake venom, hemlock, whatever. All they need is some way to tag you, and they can send it to you personally. Or they can send it to a group. They can broadcast this thing live through the 5G network. And you need to realize this stuff is really bad news. It's working with the ELF waves, and that's a level of creation that creation depends on to stay clean and stay pure. So they're disrupting the whole creative process with this stuff. And these guys are at war with the creator and with creation both. They want, these people are pure psychopaths. So anybody that's telling you is 5G is good for you and we're going to connect everybody, yeah, they're going to connect everybody so they can have an off switch, you know, if they don't like what you're doing or saying. So you know, watch these people, you know, be clear. And, you know, with Marcel Vogel, after he developed this device, I worked with him in his labs, and we would go there, and I had two or three friends that were very clear channels, and we would channel information on how to cut crystals for sending healing frequencies and things like that. Well, they found out they could use this same technology to weaponize it and use it in a very dark and you know, this is in the early 80s when this was going on, or 70s, early 80s. So they've had this technology for this long. They've just, if they had it then, what do you think they're doing with it now? So, you know, there's things you can do for a lot of this stuff. One, just stay away from 5G. Do whatever you can to shut this thing down. It needs to be shut down. You know, the cruise liners have the 5G. They also have they're broadcasting these other energies that are actually ionizing oxygen, so it doesn't even work for your lungs. I just got off a cruise and I walked by one of those units and all of a sudden I couldn't breathe. And I had to do an override. I mean, I could have gone into fear and freaked out and, you know, but I realized, wow, I can't breathe. I'm not getting any air. And so I just kind of stayed calm and I walked down and put some levels of the bulkhead between me and that unit. And all of a sudden I could breathe again. And so these things are ionizing oxygen and they're making it so your red blood cells can't bring in the oxygen. You know, great little program they got. So there's an old saying, the meek shall inherit the earth. The meek are the wise ones. They are the ones slow to anger. They're wise. They do their own research. They're not part of the herd. They're not in reactionary mind, you know, and they're not depending on the lamestream news to tell them what's going on. You know, they're doing their own research. And that's where we need to go with this. Some other things that, you know, we've been doing here is we found out that, you know, Dana Ashley's work is very good. She talks about how the chemtrails are spreading these nanoparticles that are actually, you know, creating our upper respiratory problems. And then that, again, starts going down the throat into the stomach. And these nanobots need the stomach acids to reproduce. And also too, these viruses, they all have this fatty membrane around them. You destroy that, they're destroyed, you know? So guess what kills that? Soap, you know? That's why they say wash your hands for 20 minutes or 20 seconds at least, you know? And there's a lot of things out there. Soap kills these things. Now, borax is amazing. Borax totally takes out these nanobots because they can't reproduce in the presence of borax. And so, or boron or whatever you want to call it, you can actually get that anywhere. We're not giving any health advice. We're just telling you what we're doing. You know, disclaimer, we're not doctors. We're not giving health advice. This is just research that I'm looking into. And, you know, we expect to be held harmless if anybody tries this stuff. We're just telling you what we're doing and it's working for us. So anyway, a little pinch of borax, you know, in your water and sip it. And we put a lot of, get C, high, way up on C. There's inhalers you can get. You know, a lot of people are putting thieves and a lot of herbs in their inhalers. And they're, and I don't say the spray inhalers, the ones you spray and shoot out, but they have these misters and things like that that you can get. I think call them ionizers. I'm not sure what they're called, but you can get those, and it's amazing what they can do. They'll totally coat your lungs with these wonderful herbs and other medicinals that will help. So you know, consult your doctor on those, and find a good doctor, not a regular doctor. There's so many ways of doing this, but I want to get more into this 5G thing. So. Anyway, this same technology we're talking about that Marcel Vogel created back, you know, in the 70s or so, can be used through the 5G network. And so basically what they can do is they can send these things through the airwaves and create a pandemic through the 5G. So why is there a connection between the 5G and the outbreaks? Coronavirus, you know, how come everywhere where they install this 5G and flip it on, everybody's getting sick? You know, birds are dropping out of the sky. They're screwed up the whole system. You know, the only thing that is not affected by 5G, believe it or not, is scorpions. Do we want a world of scorpions left over or what? You know, it's basically probably cockroaches too. I wouldn't be surprised, but I think it affects them too. But anyway, I saw we lost our connection. We're really getting screwed with trying to get this out. So my apologies on all the interference. I know if you watched the Wilcox video, it's hilarious where they are getting screwed with so much. Nothing's working. None of the technology is working. And that's part of the program. So we just have to deal with it. So we really need to look at that connection. And people need to wake up and deal with this because we can't allow these 5G things to go online. Now, these guys that are the saviors of the world that are putting 5G in space, I really hope the space fleet decides that this is not a good idea and either reconfigures them, changes the frequencies coming out of them, or somebody does something. Hopefully our president will step in too. I think he's aware of this. I know certain senators are talking about this and the health effects of this 5G system, and how we, there's no research. There's no research whatsoever by the people that are putting out this 5G. You go, where's your research as far as any harmful effects? And they go, oh, we don't have any, you know. And they have it. They know what it's doing, and they're putting it out anyway. So, you know, this is a multi-billion dollar money maker, and that's what they're saying. But, you know, what good is your money if you're sick and ill and you're brainwashed or whatever, you know? So they can send anything out through this network. They you know, they can excite you into anger and violence with it. They can send viruses or sickness. They have the frequencies of heart attacks, diseases, everything, and they can use that. Now, you know, people are going, you're fear-mongering. No, this is science. This is research. This is not fear-mongering. This is basically what is going down, and we need to be privy to this and be aware of it. So, you know, tinfoil hats may not be a bad idea. I think they're going to be very overrated as far as protection. But, you know, there's people that are making beanies that will block out these waves, and hats and clothing now that will block out these ELF waves. So really, we need to block it out and stop it at the source, because a lot of people can't afford that kind of thing, and they're not aware of it. So anyway, there's so much happening. It's like we don't even know where to start on this. There's so many things going on, but I'm hoping I've given you enough information. But again, there's a guy talking about this. His name is, he's on the Evangelist Networks, I guess. And he's working with the Pastor Sandy with the S4C network. I think it's, I don't know, S something for Christ or something like that. I don't know what the S stands for. But, you know, he's got it. He's on it to it. You know, we need to drop all these division games. You know, like, I'm a Christian, I'm a Buddhist, I'm a Muslim, I'm a, you know, this affects all of us. It doesn't matter what culture you are, what color you are, what your genetics are, it's affecting everybody. Now, speaking of genetics, there is some research coming out now that says that the Chinese are much more susceptible to this because they have more receptors in their lungs. I don't know if this is true or not. And they said it extremely targets Chinese males. So, you know, I don't know if this is true or not. I've heard it's been debunked. If you go to these debunking sites like Snopes or Wikipedia and things like that, forget it. You know, these are all controlled too. You know, I know things as a fact that are in there that are totally debunked. You know, they debunk chemtrails, they debunk all these things, and you go, all you got to do is walk outside and look up at that massive checkerboard pattern above your head and watch your body. See how you feel after they spray heavily. You know, are you having sinus infections? Are you having upper respiratory problems? Are you having gastrointestinal problems? Those are all direct results, you know. Heavy metals, barium, aluminum, strontium, all of these things, lithium, all these things are in the chemtrails, and they're accumulative, and they have very toxic side effects. And so this is tied in too. You know, you drop the body's immune system, then you're ripe for disease. It also kills the forest. Aluminum blocks the uptake of water and nutrients into the trees. When they did this, these fires in California, and there's an episode on that. You can check that out. It's on our site where we talk about that. The trees burned from the roots up and from the inside out. That's impossible. It doesn't happen. The only thing that can make that happen is a microwave that, you know, accelerates the metals. Well, how'd the metals get into the tree? Figure it out. They came from the aerosols, from the chemtrails. So when you have trees that are burning, their roots have burned out and the inside of the tree burns out and then it falls over, something's really wrong with this picture. That's not normal. And we need to check into that. So there is a war going on. We need to pay attention. You know, they're using all kinds of technologies in this war. I've experienced the butt end of this war. I've had blood workups and other scanning technologies used on me to see what's in my system. I'm going, oh my God. They go, have you been in about 30 biological wars or what? Why is this in your system? And so, you know, I do my best to cleanse my system and get these heavy metals and toxins out of my system by drinking lots of water and using other things that pull out the heavy metals. So it's important that we look into that. Again, do your research into this. But there's so many things going on. It's a multi-level attack. There's many levels to it. There's a great war going on. The war is interdimensional. We're not battling with flesh and bones. We're battling with entities and multidimensional entities. The good news is that we have some of these entities on these multi-level entities are positive, and they're working on our behalf to undo a lot of this stuff and change it. And so what are we going to call it? The Great Awakening, if you want to call it the wave of everybody has a different name for it. These waves of energy that are coming in right now are cyclic. They're exponentially getting stronger, and they're part of the awakening and healing process of humanity, the earth, and the tyrants are not going to sustain themselves in this wave. And so these waves are getting stronger and stronger and stronger. Those who are holding on to the lower consciousness of greed and power over others and control and their karma is being accelerated by these energies, they are not going to fare well. They're not going to make it through this shift. So as we all know, throughout every history book and every religious book, in the end, God wins. Creator, Great Spirit, whatever you want to call it. And that's what we need to turn to. You know, we are all family. It doesn't matter what color, what culture you are, what belief you are, we're all family. And there is the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. And there is a wellspring of which all life comes from, a source, whatever name you want to give it. You know, call it God, Great Spirit, Creator. There's so many different names for it. It's in truth nameless. It's beyond any name. It's beyond gender. It's beyond everything, which is a whole nother story. And so all these games, separation game, cultural separation, religious separation, gender separation games, all these games that they're playing to create division are to actually pit, you know, the creator against itself, basically. And so we're all sons and daughters of creation, and all life is creation. And it's time that we operate in the universal law and start being kind to each other and be kind to the planet. It's that simple. So we need to unify, you know, and be brothers and sisters to everybody and do what's highest and best good for everybody. That's where we need to go with this. We can't keep warring on ourselves. That's what all this, they want to keep you in reactionary mind, reacting to these stories that they're putting out of these huge wars. And every war since Napoleon has been financed by both sides by these very same people. They are the war and they're the disease profiteers. So again, if you want to know what's going on with these outbreaks, find out where they were created. These are all unnatural. They were created in labs. I don't really see, you know, a pig and a bat and a human and a fish, you know, all having sex together and creating some creepy little things coming out of that. You know, it doesn't make any, talk to any biologist, any geneticist, they'll tell you that. And all the stuff you're hearing on TV is a hype. You know, these are all man-made. They have agendas behind them. Some are being released in different areas for different agendas. And we need to know who created these viruses, where the labs are that created these viruses. Look at the names on the patents and go after these guys and shut these places down. That's how you stop pandemics. You don't stop it by, you know, hoarding toilet paper and washing your hands 10 times a day and hiding, you know, you got to go to the source. I mean, those are all beneficial, but you got to go to the source of these pandemics and find out who created them, you know, where they're created and how they fit into the New World Order agenda, and actually who is going to capitalize on this. I mean, all the way out, you can't trust these organizations, CDC, WHO, all these guys. They're all part of the same group. You know, if you take the these major labs and everything, they just a revolving door between the very people creating the vaccines and the people on the boards of CDC and WHO and things like that. It's just a big moneymaker at humanity and the Earth's expense, basically. So that's the real deal. That's what's really going on. So if you want to keep tuning into the lamestream news and watch the talking heads run around with their fire heads on fire, attacking, you know, the president, who is not part of this. Actually, he's doing everything he can to stop it. Him and along with quite a few generals that knew this was coming, and they're doing all they can to stop it. And we need to get behind them, basically. You know, if you haven't watched lately, there are those that are doing all they can to stop any relief efforts and help to deal with this. And there are those that are doing all they can to stop it and bring out the truth and bring out the things that really work. And there's two groups here fighting, you know, and there's gray area in between. So anyway, you know, basically those who are stopping, you know, closing the borders, those who are stopping any attempts to stop the drug trafficking and the child trafficking and all the other trafficking going on, the people that are attacking, the people that are stopping this, you know, President Trump has done more to stop child trafficking than any other president. And actually, he's assigned a lot of women to this board, just put an end to this. And the military is also involved in that as well. So this is big. This is huge. It's global. And we need to pay attention and get on the right side of the fence. And one of the things I want to say is that the old Cherokee saying, I love it. If it isn't good for everyone, it isn't good. And although you're getting a paycheck for working for these guys, the war on disease profiteers, in the long run, you're creating karma, and that karma is going to be accelerated. And if you tie your wagon to this Luciferian, satanic, psychopathic network, you're going to go down with them, because they are going down. There's no way around it. The forces and energy behind this, it's like the source itself and all the dimensions are pressing in on the earth. They're pressing in on the earth. The earth is expanding in consciousness and energy. And the lower frequency energies such as anger, fear, guilt, control, domination, jealousy, all those things are all coming up to the surface. All the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions from past experience are coming up to the surface. And these tyrants are the most wounded. They have had hellish lives. And they've been involved in these networks and these rituals and all these things their whole life. And they are going to have, they're going to have the worst problem with this shift that's going on. I actually feel compassion for them. They can be healed. They can make a choice. They can choose to be a part of the awakening and healing process. They can put their assets towards that, or they continue, or just continue in their, you know, fathers and forefathers' programs, which are totally opposite of universal law and unity consciousness. And those programs are coming to an end. So they can either go out, you know, with their forefathers as these energies come in, or they can shift. You know, there's no limit to compassion with the Creator. There's no limit to forgiveness. You know, even Jesus talks about an all-loving, all-forgiving God. But it takes a heartfelt, soulful, you know, you have to ask from a very deep level within self, and it has to be sincere, and then you have to act on it. You have to act and do what's right, and you need to walk away from these programs. So that's the main thing. So we can't continue business as usual. Anyway, it's not going to happen. And if you go with the lamestream media and y'all get yourself shot up with these weird concoctions, God help you, you know, who knows. They may come out with some kind of, some things that can actually stop the spread of these things. They may come out with a vaccine that may work, you know, who knows. I doubt it, you know, judging by their past. But I would do some extreme research in these vaccines. And if your doctor is telling you to get one, tell him, ask him if he's had his. Ask him if he's vaccinated his kids. You know, ask him if he's going to send his kids to do chemotherapy. You know, that they, if they're honest with you, they're going to say no. Almost none of them do, because they know. They know what's in it. And there's going to be some brutal honesty concerning that, that area, that arena as well. So, you know, basically there are natural remedies. There's a lot of other remedies. There's energetic medicine. There's they call them healing beds or med beds. There's all these things that are getting ready to come out that can take care of these. You could broadcast over the 5G network healing frequencies. You can broadcast the frequency that would just totally blow this virus apart. Now, there's another story here unfolding, which I'm going to just let it unfold. I'm not going to say too much about it because some things you don't want to tip your hat. But everybody knows about the global arrests that are going on and the indictments. I don't know what it's up to now. It's in the thousands. These are high-level people. And there's rumors going out that some very high-level people have been arrested. That hasn't been confirmed yet. You know, there's a lot of stories out there, a lot of wishful thinking and great, but, you know, you're creating false hope if you don't have the facts, so don't push those stories unless you really have the facts. But, you know, I'm really hoping it's true. I'm hoping a lot of these high-level people are taken out. And what I found out is that, you know, Mary came in. And a lot of people don't know this, but when I was 5 years old, I was dying in the hospital, and Mary appeared to me. I'm not Catholic. I didn't know who she was and pulled me through it. So I have a very strong connection with Mary, and she's appeared to me several times and gotten beautiful photographs of her appearing. But she told me, she said that the pedophilia is what's going to take down the global elite. And she said that's their Achilles heel. That's what's going to take them down. And when they... You know, and that's one thing Trump has been very hard on is the pedophilia and creating task force. And more people have been arrested for this than any other presidency. So, and it's big. And a lot of women are on this task force, which is interesting. And so, to me, that is one of the best things that he's done is create these task force and really going after this. And so, when you find out, you know, the walls and securing the borders and things like that, the people that are against it most likely are involved in child trafficking, drug trafficking, or some other nefarious activity. And they're the ones screaming the loudest. They don't want to see this happen. And, you know, and they're trying to say, oh, it's, we have to treat everybody humanely and we have to do this and that. And I go, well, these other people aren't treating people humanely, these gang members and all these other, they're not treating people humanely, the child traffickers. They're not treating people humanely. Why would we open our doors and let them come into our house, you know, or our place? You know, it makes no sense at all unless there's some gain there. And so look behind the scene, you'll see things are happening that, and there's going to be some major arrests in this area. So, you know, and not, I don't have anything against any culture whatsoever. I've been most cultures. I have full memory of actually incarnating in almost every culture. And, you know, but there are different lifestyles, there's different ways of living. And if people are breaking universal law, we need to take care of that. You know, so if there are people that have a history of harming others and that, you know, drugs are harming others and they're selling drugs, it's you know, we need to take care of that basically. And, you know, other things as well, too, especially with all the diseases happening right now that we need to secure the borders mainly because of that. That's one of the main ones and do more screening and things like that. But, you know, these viruses are real and they were created with a certain intent and they're actually going to be used by white hats to take care of business. And so it's very good that people are isolated. They're not in huge groups and gatherings right now because they're targets for false flag events and mass shootings and things like that, which are retaliatory events by the global elite. That's a good thing. And that gets the good people out of the way, the innocent people out of the way, so they can do their thing. And we'll talk more about that once it's completed. You know, I don't want to talk too much more about that, but a lot of people know what's going on. But anyway, this whole thing, this whole Luciferian, satanic, child sacrificing, pedophilia stuff is replete throughout the upper echelons and the global elite, Hollywood, all these guys. That's all going to come out. A lot of these people that are isolating themselves and they say they have coronavirus are actually giving testimony, you know, and they've been nailed and they're saying, okay, if you give up the whole enchilada, we might let you slide a bit, you know. So anyway, you know, that's kind of what's going on. But the thing is, what the earth is going through right now is a full-on planetary liberation. And most of the other planets have all been liberated from some of these nefarious forces, whatever you want to call them, Luciferian, reptilian, negative grays, draconian, demonic, you know, everybody has different names for these forces. And you can get more refined the more you know. You can know more about these energies and how they work and what they do. And so this has been going out throughout the universe, this galaxy especially. There's been a massive cleanup from the sun out. And we're way out in the outermost corner of the Milky Way. We're in the boondocks, you know. And so a lot of these beings have fled and ended up here. And this has been going on for thousands and thousands of years. And so now the last cleanup is planets like Earth and other planets on far outermost corner. I don't know what the number of habitable planets now that they've found out, but it's billions of planets that are habitable. So don't believe that when they say, you know, that Earth is so special. It's not. There's other places that are just as special, even older, more advanced than Earth. They've been going on for a long time. And they've gone through their wars. They've gone through their evolution. Some of them even evolved out of that dimension they were on into higher dimensions. And now they're coming to help us make the shift here. So it's very important to realize that this is a multidimensional event. The higher dimensions are pressing in. You know, you've got the Pleiadians even have several levels of them. You've got 5D, 6D, 7D Pleiadians. You have Pleiadians even working in the fourth dimension. You've got the Orion Council of Light, the sixth dimensional ones. Those are very advanced. The fifth dimensional beings from Orion actually help with the restoration and healing after the wars in Orion, and they're coming in. And so, and the 4D Orions are the ones who went through the wars. And we're hearing from them as well. So, and there's so much more going on than meets the eye. And, you know, it's almost like we're going to need a playbook or something. But, you know, the main discerner needs to be the heart. You know, you need to be able to sense the energies coming from these beings, sense their intent. And, you know, you can develop your own self. Develop your own inner sensitivity, your own telepathy, things like that. Nothing's hidden. And you know exactly where they're coming from. And what's sad on the earth right now is at the core of everybody's being, everybody here on the planet, at the core of your being, there's the loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting God or goddess, unless you're a clone or something like that. But that's the core of your being. And all this other stuff is stuff. It's just stuff. It's not you. So the wounds, the traumas, the wrong conclusions from past experience, all those childhood traumas, trespasses from even some of these darker beings when you're a kid to shut you down. There was a lot of that going on. A lot of light workers incarnated here and got hit very hard at the age of 3 or 4 and were either totally terrorized by some of these darker forces or these darker forces work through their families and fathers and mothers and made their life hell. All that stuff has been going on for so long, and we need to release the past. We need to really embrace it, embrace that dark side of us, the wounds and traumas and wrong conclusions, and call on our own God selves, whatever you want to call that, and bring that in and start bringing in the big eraser and erasing this. Clear it out. Get rid of it. You don't need it anymore. You're going to need to do this to get through the days to come, because the earth is ascending and we need to become frequency specific to the earth and its ascension process. And if we're not, we're not going to do too well. And all those challenges we're meeting are releasing the past and letting go of the people and events we've magnetized to us to show us those wounds and traumas. And not everything is what you think it is. I mean, you can't see past your own projections, basically. And sometimes you have to look around your projection, look around the other side, and you go, wow, that person isn't like that at all. That's not who they really are. This is just my projections. You know, this is my overlay. And, you know, I need to reframe this situation here and look at it differently. But the thing is, there's a wounded little kid that's going, no, 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 don't go there. Don't go there. This is bad. This is going to hurt me again. You know, this is you got to hold a grudge, you know, you got to keep judgment going and all this other stuff. And that little kid is screaming right now, really screaming. And it's loud and it's coming out loud and clear. So just know that that's happening. You have to depersonalize the projections and all the nonsense going on. You have to depersonalize it. And, you know, sit and listen. And, you know, I have this wonderful shirt I got. One of the listeners made it for me. It's a beautiful shirt. And it says, I am not your father. I am not your mother. I am not your ex-lover. It goes, I'm just sitting here. And if you can just sit there and practice loving detachment, people are going to process. They're going to do their thing. People are going to come. People are going to go. And all you can do is just go within and maintain that frequency of love and forgiveness and understanding and be of service. You know, to say, what do you need? You know, what do you want? You know, that's a big question. You know, what do you want? And people are so fearful of not getting what they think they need, which they're actually trying to get because they had a father or mother that wasn't there for them. Some events happened to them in childhood that they're still trying to fix that through others. And that just doesn't work. That's external. And so the whole thing's external. And we are so programmed to be external. So we're not going anywhere because I'll be happy if I have this. I'll be happy if this person behaves this way. I'll be happy if this girl comes into my life or this guy or whatever, you know. I'll be happy if, you know, why just be happy? That's your natural state. You know, get rid of the if, you know. Just say, you know, I'll just be happy in this present moment. I'm just going to be happy for no reason, you know. Try it. It's amazing. You start laughing at yourself. You start laughing at all these dramas around you. And you realize how much you've been pulled off your center and pulled out of your core and to engage all these dramas that are happening. And so we are moving through what they call end time madness. We've known about this for a long time. We've known about that a lot of these global elite people are pure psychopaths. They have no empathy whatsoever. And their lust for power and wealth is insatiable. And they won't be happy until they've dominated, you know, they have total dominance over everything you do, everything you say, everything you think. And even then they won't be happy because when you control others, they control you. Their move determines your next. So you're enslaved to people that you've enslaved. And so you're not free either. And you're not happy. You think you are, your evil little ego and whatever dark forces you've aligned with, they're saying, yeah, you're powerful now. You know, look at all these people you control, dominate. Look at how much control, you know, you have control over other people's lives. Look how powerful you are, you know, and everything else. But there's no power in that. The ultimate power is love, and love serves, period. These energies coming in are not coming in to slice and dice and cut things up. They're coming in to heal because love heals. But there's a high frequency that's coming in aligned with the universal law. And I guess I should explain what that is. Universal law is just basically universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody. Basically, it's unity consciousness is what it is. And that's what's pressing on the planet. And those who cannot make that step into unity consciousness aren't going to fare well. They are not going to be frequencies specific to the evolution of Earth and humanity and the Earth. So their kingdoms will crumble, their bodies will crumble, their worlds will crumble, and everybody's going to be so enlightened and empowered, they're just going to look at them and go, are you crazy? You know, no, I'm not going to do that. No, this is not going to happen. No, I'm not going to harm somebody else or humanity. You know, I don't care how many frog skins you give me, it's not going to happen, you know. So, and that's what's been happening here. It's really funny. And it's all turned out good. A good example is that I was offered all kinds of money and I'm going to be famous and everything else if I agree that there's this big door up on the mountain. And I said, well, and, you know, until somebody goes up there and explores that and takes a picture of that up close or sends a drone up there, I'm not going to say it's a door. It looks, there's an overhang there. It looks like it might be a door. But, you know, I'm not going to put my neck on the line. There are doors on the mountain, on Mount Adams. There are doors that open up, light doors. We see ships coming in and out of them. We've actually videotaped it. And so we know there's some major caves up there and things like that. We know where there are. But this other spot, there wasn't a door. And so they just did some Mount Adams special, and they're really pushing it. And they wanted me to support a certain person I won't mention. You know, that's a major radio broadcaster. And they wanted me to support it and everything. I said, I'm sorry, I can't. I can't support that. And they said, why? And I said, because it's not a door, it's a wall. It's a rock wall with an overhang on it, and it's a trick of shadows. So they kept calling, you know, is it the money? You know, how much money do you want? Is it this? And I go, no, it's not the money. You know, it's like, it's a matter of impeccable integrity. You know, you can't. You know, I don't care about the fame or the money. It doesn't matter to me. And I'm not going to go with this program. And that's the sad thing about it, is that because we've taken that stance of impeccable integrity, is that we've been pushed out of the UFO community and the spiritual community both. You know, you're pushed out of the spiritual community because you talk about advanced, very spiritually advanced beings that are technologically advanced as well. And they have these ships that are pure energy, they're light ships, they're Merkabas and things like that. It's written in all the ancient scriptures. But, you know, religions get upset about that. A lot of the spiritual people say, you know, the people practicing yoga, you know, are saying, oh, that has nothing to do with spirituality. And I said, did you read the Vedas? You know, it's replete throughout the Vedas. So you know, it's kind of like a little bit of knowledge is kind of dangerous, but that seems to be happening a lot. But the, you know, and then the UFO community, if you go spiritual, they shut you out because they want it all to be nuts and bolts. And they want it to be, you know, nuts and bolts, Nazis, or bad, or evil, you know, and are focusing on government cover-up and things like that. That's what they want. And so if you're spiritual, they shut you out, you know. And lately what's happening is these major conferences, before it used to be some of the major conferences were okay, you know, they had all this element in, but they would let people who are authentic come in and speak now and then, because there was pressure to do that. Now they've shut people who are authentic out completely, and there's no more. And now they've brought in people that are extremely compromised, that are working hand in hand with the global elite, practicing some very dark practices. And that's all going to be exposed. It's going to have a huge backlash. So if you wonder why there hasn't been contact, the people that you would think would be the avenue for having contact and bringing this information out are not what you think. And that's why there hasn't been contact. You know, because people give their power to some external group or force, and, you know, basically on the path to enlightenment, you're going to have contact. As you expand in consciousness and awareness, you're going to be aware of there's all these other planes and dimensions out there, and they're full of life. So you've got to rise to the occasion. If you're going to have contact, you've got to, you know, drop the wounds and the traumas and the fear and the wrong conclusions, all this nonsense. You have to raise your consciousness and focus more on love and joy and bliss and the higher awareness, And then you're going to have contact. Now, again, I want to say enlightenment means to be in knowledge of everything, both sides of the coin, the light and the dark. So you can't be in denial. You know, I have people saying all the time, well, you know, I live in the present moment, you know, and I said, great. I said, what about future moments? Oh, I'm in the moment. I said, well, don't you think it's wise to know about your future, you know, and your past both, because they affect your present moment. You know, why not know? And so they get really upset about that. And, you know, and then they say, it's all illusion, you know, and that game too. Well, you know, you're here in a 3D world and you have a 3D body and that body is going to be affected by this world. So it's all illusion, you know, go walk through the Andes, you know, with the swimming trunks or something, see how that works out for you. You might be able to pull it off. There are some people that can do TUMO that can generate their own heat and do that. A lot of lamas can do it, and some yogis and things like that. But anyway, you got to know your limits. You got to know where you're at. But you know, it's like, you know, people's, you know, if a tsunami's coming your way and you can't turn into a light being or levitate, you know, you're going to have an experience. It's that simple. Yeah, you know, it's really that simple. So you can't just say affirmations and say, just say this and that, you know, you got to do the work. And it's a lot of deep work that you have to do. So anyway, that's basically the main thing right now is we really need to do the work. We really need to go within and clean ourselves up internally. And you're going to see the external world clean up as well when you do that. And, you know, we do need to take care of ourselves. Drink a lot of fresh water, you know, put some lemon in it. And drink a lot of oxygen water. We have Gans water here that's taking out a lot of this stuff. Do cleanses, you know, foot baths, salt baths, all that stuff. Eat as close to the earth as you can. Eat lighter. It's so important to get our immune systems up and get all the metals and toxins out of our systems right now so we can and get through these times as well. So there's so many things that we can do. These are just some of the basics that we need to do. But, you know, there's an old saying, it's not what comes out of the mouth that defiles a man, you know, or no, it's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a man, it's what comes out. You know, don't judge and condemn your food. You know, don't judge and condemn others. Don't, you know, just stay away from that nonsense. So anyway, you know, I can actually say things with loving detachment that may sound really heavy to people. I'm just pointing out what's happening and solutions. And it doesn't mean I'm doing fear porn and things like that. I'm saying, no, this is what's happening. Here's your solutions. This is how you get out of it. And that's very important. So again, enlightenment means both sides of the coin. You know, there's a dark side. Know what the agenda of the dark side is. Know how it works, how it plays, how it can affect you. If you're not aware of it, it's most likely affecting you because if you're not paying attention, you know. Your brain, who's playing around with you tonight, and really go within and make your own personal connection with spirit and operate under universal law. You know, it's really that simple and you'll get through these times. There's so many challenges right now. And, you know, the cities are going to be hard. If you're in the cities, you know, you're going to be dealing with a lot of intense stuff. You know, you're in psychic turbulence. You're in 5G turbulence. You're in all this turbulence going on. And when I drive from the mountain, I come down into the town and I feel the energy of the town. I just go, wow, you know, this is heavy. You know, people are really, they're in fear mode. You know, they're like, There's no joy. There's nobody laughing. There's no, you know, you don't even hear the birds, you know. There you're going, wow, this is affecting the animals too, you know, even the birds. It's really bizarre. And it seems surreal, but to a lot of us, we knew this was coming and we knew how it was going to play out. And the good news is that it turns out good in the end, you know. So, you know, the old saying, God wins, you know. So basically that's where we're going. And, you know, that's the only advice I can give you through these times. you know, don't get into fear. You know, it's a good idea to take care of yourself, to have plenty of food, plenty of fresh water, be able to take care of yourself, protect yourself, all that stuff. That's just basics, you know. There's an old saying, praise Allah, tie your camel. You know, it's a good idea. And just stick with the basics. Take care of them and take care of yourself. Take care of loved ones. Take care of others. Have enough to help your friends and family out through these times. And really take some internal time and, you know, clean out your closet, basically. You know, just really go within and spend some time and clearing this out. And get really clear with who you are. You know, why you're here, your own unique soul purpose, and get on with it. Because we aren't going to be able to do business as usual. And that's just the way it is. So it's a good thing. There's a major planetary liberation going on. There's a massive awakening and healing going on. And there's chaos in the process. So the more energy comes in, the more of this darker stuff comes to the surface and creates chaos. And then it moves itself out. So chaos is part of the healing process. Just realize that. So basically, I'm going to leave you with that. Focus on love and joy and bliss. You know, keep a loving heart, open mind, pure intent to get through these times. And just walk away from the gossip and all the rumors and the judgments and all the nonsense going on right now and all the false accusations on these shows. It's just unbelievable. Turn your TV off. You know, it's like, other than this show, no. Yeah, most of you are on computers anyway. But get out in nature as much as you can. Take your shoes off, get grounded with new earth frequencies. And, you know, get out in your gardens and do your meditation in nature. That's the best thing I can say right now. So anyway, have a great evening, and we'll talk soon. Good night.